What a great day it is. What a great weather we're having here in London. And for that, we are grateful. Not quite as sunny as perhaps it could have been, but nevertheless, it's been a good day. It's been a good week. Trust and hope. Really pray that you have had a good week yourself, yourselves, and that whatever has happened for you, with you, through you, and in you, you have sensed a little bit, at least a little bit of God's presence. So you're listening to Being Mindful, the show where we discuss and explore issues pertaining to our quality of life as Christians. And these include, you know, mental health and well-being, our financial health, parenting, relationships, money, society, politics, name it. We will discuss it, perhaps. Well, you are able to join us, particularly if you're listening on the PHBC Radio app, the new and improved PHBC Radio app. I actually wonder how many of you have noticed the differences. So on the PHBC Radio app, if you do want to contact us, there is a button there. You can just tap on that link and contact us using the send WhatsApp or send email options, and we will receive your message right here in the studio. Of course, if you want to listen back to any of the previous shows, Being Mindful, you can go straight through to the podcast section of the app and listen to recordings of previous shows. So, as I said, welcome to Being Mindful, and I hand over to Maxine. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Hey, I'm grateful. Good, I'm still grateful.
So today we have an amazing show.
Yes.
Where we're going to be talking about positive parenting.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, let's see how we get on. Hopefully, it may be today. Maybe we'll stretch this one. You know,
I think this one's got
legs, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It has indeed. So, yes. So to our wonderful listeners, we'd invite you to connect with us.
Yes.
Share your points, share your questions, share your thoughts. You're more than welcome. We want to hear from you.
Let me say this, you know, just before the show started, remember we were trying to work it out that between the two of us,
yeah,
we've got, oh gosh, we're going to sound really, yeah. Well, it's too, I've started the sentence. I don't know if I should, well, it's too late now. Between the two of us, we have 45 years total. Parenting experience.
Wow.
Ah, my days. I don't know. In fact, when I said that, I was just like, what? You know, between the two of us added up. Let me say, if you add up all the children,
yeah,
and, you know, not necessarily, you know, from the eldest,
yeah,
to now, mm-hmm, but across the two of us, it's 45 years parenting experience. And, but even with that, we don't know everything.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, you know, we've learnt a lot, but there's still more to be learnt.
Indeed.
It's not a suddenly I've arrived thing. It's I never knew that. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, we're still exploring. You know, even if there was a book, even if there was one definitive guidebook that had all the answers, we're not done reading it.
Yes, absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, to our listeners, we're going to be looking at what is positive parenting. We're going to be looking at what the issues are, what the challenges are. And from a child's point of view, maybe you have a toddler, maybe you have a teenager or an adolescent, whatever it may well be. We want to hear from you, and we're going to discuss these topics. We're going to look at what does culture have to do with parenting? What does belief have to do with parenting? You know, as a single parent, blended families, there's so much different areas to look into. When it comes to this topic,
and I think particularly I think it was a couple of years, year and a half ago, we started saying the new normal.
Yes,
you know, in the new normal.
Yeah.
You know, like it or loathe it, mm-hmm, believe it or not, the truth abides that the COVID season changed the landscape.
Absolutely.
Globally, in virtually every area, virtually industry, every facet of life. Including parenting,
mm-hmm,
you know, so children too have not been exempt from some of the challenges and difficulties that the rest of the world has experienced over the last 2.5 years.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, we were used to the term mental health in relation to adults.
Yes.
But since the COVID, it's really impacted, you know, children, young people and so forth. So there's much more debate, discussion around mental health and the impact thereof on youngsters.
And we're starting to see a lot more recognition of that. I mean, it's existed, it's always existed, but a lot more recognition. It's now coming to the fore, isn't it? And so tonight, as you've heard, or today, whatever time you're listening, whatever time zone, wherever you are, we're talking about, certainly on this show and possibly next week, maybe even beyond that, talking about positive parenting, particularly positive parenting in the new normal.
Yes.
And of course, we'd like to hear from you. Use the PHBC app and use the button to contact the studio. Send us a message directly from there, or use any of our social media handles at PHBC London, whether that is Twitter, Instagram or Facebook. Send us a direct message and we'll pick it up from there.
Yeah.
So, Maxine, what's positive parenting? I mean, you know, I know that there are many schools of thought. Mm-hmm. There are many, you know, people will, and we love phrases, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We love little boxes we can put things in, you know. And there are different types of parenting.
Yeah.
So positive parenting.
Yeah.
What's that about?
You know, when I sort of started to look into this, you know, what came up a lot was positive engagement, positive involvement. It's almost like a sort of partnership, if you would like, you know, between you and your child or children. And from a parent's point of view, a lot of it related to having the right skills, the right techniques, such as listening, communication, reward, things like that was, you know, came up quite a bit. I guess, you know, looking from a Caribbean background, you know, we may look at things slightly different. I'm sure, you know, whatever background it may be, we may look at things from a community or cultural background.
Yeah.
So from a point of a Caribbean, like I mentioned, well, there's certain things that today we look at in the new normal that wouldn't have been considered back then, whenever that may well be. So in terms of what is positive parenting, it's got to do with a positive impact and a positive outcome. That's the basis of it, really.
Going back to what I was saying, and I think you're absolutely right, because positive parenting, again, it's one of the things I looked at and I thought, actually, what are the other stickers, labels, what are the other titles, what are the other types of parenting? And I have a list here. Authoritative parenting, which somebody has separated from authoritarian parenting. And I mean, the words almost say they're very closely really, you know, it's potato, potato, but they are slightly nuanced. And then you've got free range parenting. Yesterday when I saw that phrase.
Okay.
Honestly, the only thing I know that's free range
is eggs. Okay.
Yeah. But free. I'm sorry. Free range parenting. But in some regards, I see that. I mean, I didn't do much research into free range parenting. But free range parenting, as the phrase would imply, is one of those just let them run free, whatever they want. You know, almost like the chickens on the farm that can they can fly into the tree, into the hedge. They can do what they want. They're not in a pen. They do what they want, and it's free range parenting. So there's conscious parenting, which is pulling in some of the thoughts and theories around consciousness, behavior, and all of these sorts of. Yeah, I saw your eyebrows.
You need a PhD for this, don't you?
and then there's this one I really loved. Helicopter parenting.
Wow.
Which and I kind of get helicopter parenting. Helicopter parenting, that alludes to, that's the, you know, Disney dads, right?
Okay.
The McDonald's dad, the Disney dad. You just drop in,
okay,
do something, fly back out again.
Okay.
You know, just drop back in, take them to Disney, fly back out again.
Yep.
You don't deal with the colds.
Yep.
You know, you don't deal with the tantrums, the homework,
wow.
You know, the rips that's in the school uniform, good. Helicopter parenting. Yep. Parachute in, straight out. Back out again. And then we have tiger parenting.
Wow.
Now, tiger parenting, I've heard about and I've known about. And tiger parenting, it's rooted in Asia.
Okay.
And you know, there's the people, they call them the tiger mums. I've heard about the tiger mums.
Okay.
And the tiger mum, the typical tiger mum, is the one who's like, right, I want my child to be a neuroscientist. From the age of four,
right.
You start taking them to physics lessons.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing violin.
Nature.
Yeah. Forget that.
Yeah.
You're taking them to every lesson under the sun. They can swim, right. Wow. Play violin, speak 12 languages,
yeah.
Play piano and harp.
Yeah. All before they're five.
Because tiger parenting is thinking singularly about their future.
Mm.
And then you have almost the antimony of that, the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Dragon parenting.
Wow.
Dragon parenting is here and now. Forget your tomorrow. It's just about now. And dragon parenting, my understanding is it's very typically around, particularly if the child has a long-term illness, long-term disability, or they have a terminal illness.
Okay.
So where the parent has no choice but to live in the today.
Mm.
You know, so there are parents who, there are children who, you know, the medical science will say they have a life expectancy of 3 or 7 or 12 or whatever it may be due to a situation or other.
Mm.
And so the parents are about, listen, we're going to live in the now.
Mm.
Forget trying to be a neuroscientist. We're just going to live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just necessarily in those situations, but there are also people who adopt that and say, you know what? Forget about tomorrow. Child lives in the now.
Mm.
And positive parenting, as you've been saying, is pulling, in some regards, the best of all of these strands.
Yeah. Okay.
Pulling those in and looking. Obviously, it's difficult to do to practice positive parenting if the child has a long-term illness or terminal illness.
Sure.
And you know what? Listen, your child has only got 2 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit tricky to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I found out.
Wow.
Helicopter parenting, you know, tiger parenting, free range parenting, that one, I was just like, what is this stuff? You know, so let's talk about positive parenting.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, free range, helicopter and stuff, I understand it now you've explained it, but I'd never heard of that term before. And it's quite interesting in terms of who thought of that? How did the theory, you know, because I'm sure before we knew of those terms, those things already existed.
Yes.
But it's because we're in the new norm and because of the impact that COVID and so forth has had, it's made us think things outside of the box even. So it's you know, when you mention the word tiger, I instantly thought about an overprotective parent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not so much, yeah. So, or the dragon one was more like a fierce,
you know. And in some regards, both of those are actually, when you look, as I said, I know about the tiger mom.
Yeah.
And the tiger mom is very, very overprotective.
Right.
As in, listen, you're going to be a pianist.
Yeah.
Don't use those hands for anything else. No. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Yeah. Wow.
And the dragon mom is absolutely ferocious.
Wow.
They will protect that child at all costs.
Yeah.
Because again, typically, you know, it's the particular situation where they haven't got a lot of time. They want to live in the here and now.
Yeah. But we're talking about positive parenting.
Mm. Mm.
But in that scenario, how does that impact the child?
Yeah. Yeah.
The child may love or loathe
piano
lessons.
Yeah.
But because it's mom's or father's choice, not given that they have an option to choose, it's, you know, for the child, it may well be something that they personally hate. You know, so it's interesting.
I mean, let's just touch on that. Just respond to that. As a child, I think I was about seven years old when we started getting piano lessons.
Right. Okay.
I was 7. My sister was 12. I'll say this. I've said it publicly before. I absolutely loathed the man.
Okay.
I loved music, but I couldn't stand the man.
Mm.
He had a ruler and he'd hit the back of my fingers whenever I played something wrong.
Wow.
I used to pray all sorts of horrible prayers, asking God to take his life and all of that sort of stuff, you know, but I enjoyed music.
Yeah.
My sister, on the other hand, didn't really care. She didn't care much for it, but she was forced into that, you see.
Mm.
And our in terms of music, our lives took two different trajectories.
Mm.
So music became a part of my life, and she just effectively turned her back on it.
And again, you know, maybe I'm thinking more from the child's point of view.
Of course.
You know, in our opening today, because I'm thinking about, well, you know, the child Okay, for example, many children we know are very creative.
Yes.
They may not be academic, indeed, but they are very creative, indeed, very innovative, and out of the box, as I say. So, you know, yes, we all want our children to be very highly, you know, best exams and pass and all do. Yeah. Everybody wants that.
Yes.
But in some respects, that can have such an impact on the child.
A negative impact
on the child that it's like, wow, you know, God, you know, how does the child cope? How does the child feel? How does the child even convey that to the parent, parents, you know? And so some children do not.
Most.
I'd absolutely. Don't. So that's quite interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, I wish to some degree that I had learnt, you know, a language, you know, and taken it a bit more seriously when I was a child, when I was younger. Yes, I learned a little bit of French here and there, but I guess looking back at it now, so yes, okay, my daughter, she's learning Mandarin and she's learning French, and I'm like, I'm very proud of her and so forth, but then I'm aware that I can't
support her in that.
I can't force that down her. I can encourage her positively.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Encourage her to, oh, this can be used for this or that or the other, and you know, yes, push and go ahead, but not feel like I'm pushing her because I did not achieve that. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's interesting. Wow. This is deep.
Gosh.
I want to read a scripture before we go to a break. A very quick scripture. I know we all know this scripture. If you don't, please do look it up. It's Proverbs 22 and verse 6. It's a very simple scripture. As the scripture teaches, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that is Proverbs 22. And verse 6. So thinking about that, what does that mean? I know we're going to go to a break, so I'll let you
I think that if you're just joining us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we look at issues pertaining to our quality of life, and I think that's a really, really powerful question as we go to the break. You know, train up a child, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go so that when he's old, he will not depart from it. What does that mean? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for us as parents? What did it mean for us as children?
Yes.
And what could it mean for the children in our families and our societies today?
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us. If you're using the PHBC Radio app, click on the Contact the Studio. Let's hear your thoughts on what we've talked about today as we discuss positive parenting. In the break, we're going to just listen to this great track. It's a little bit of jazz, but I'm sure some of you who will recognize the tune. It is Blessings Like You Know by Michael Parlett. Thank you.
tracks all right. That's fine. That's fine. Yo, keep it up. That is bad.
So welcome back. Welcome back. I trust you are blessed by that track. You are listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio with your hosts, Maxine and myself, Deji. Today we are discussing positive parenting in the new normal. And just before we went to a break, Maxine read from Scripture, the book of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. What are your thoughts on that? Why did you read that? What came to mind?
The reason why I read that scripture is because I know it's something that was spoken about or is spoken about a lot in Christendom. It's shared with, you know, so it's kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit. But in terms of what does it mean, I think the initial point that it's raising up is trying to train the child in the way of the Lord. Now, apart from that, obviously many things can stem away from that. But when the child then becomes an adult or, you know, grows and so forth, as long as it has some sort of a thought or relationship in its heart, he or she, for God, then the child then can build its own relationship. In the terms of positive parenting, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about how we interact, how we communicate, how we get along, what type of relationship do we have, be a present or a non-present, as it were, parent, family, what's your family settings like, and so forth. So I think from reading that scripture, train up a child, train means to teach, train means to educate, train means to build, to encourage, to do the positive points that we mentioned earlier on, so that you're allowing some kind of a foundation to be set in that child's life, so that when it becomes an adult, as he or she grows, as I already said, it will not depart from the things it has been taught.
I think that's really critical. You, and in particular, there was a point you just made, you said whether the parent is present or not. And I think it's important. Oftentimes when we talk about parenting, some people might be listening to this and thinking, I am not the main carer.
Right.
I am not parent number one.
Mm-hmm.
So can this apply to me? The direct answer to that question is yes.
Absolutely.
As long as you are the parent,
yeah,
a parent, it does apply. Not can, it does apply to you.
Vital.
And I think it's important that we stress that.
Yes.
The principles around positive parenting can be practiced by any parent, should be practiced by both parents, providing they're there throughout their life, or those who stand in the stead of parents.
Yeah.
Because it's also important to acknowledge some children are fostered,
absolutely,
some are adopted.
Yes.
So it's important to acknowledge and just recognize that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Some of us have foster parents, adopted parents, surrogate parents, church parents, spiritual parents. There are principles,
so
and principles transcend.
Yeah.
They transcend culture. They transcend all these institutions. So it's important to recognize that. I think one of the key things about positive parenting, I heard a couple of pops there, positive parenting is the need for children to be treated with respect. I use that word loosely, but I think it's the right word to use. They need to be recognized and regarded, and treat and given the respect, the recognition.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the term. A child should be seen, is it right, and not be heard.
Children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's no longer the case.
Yes,
and it can't be, because if a child doesn't feel comfortable to share, then that could be quite dangerous.
Sometimes we go into church, we go into church services, and what'll happen, there'll be a child, there'll be a baby somewhere, some toddler who is in the middle of the service exercising the use of their voice. and this has happened even right here at PHBC, where we do have a couple of toddlers. And there was one in particular one time that, you know, during the sermon, you could hear this boy. He was growling and grunting and making all sorts of noises. He wasn't crying. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't distressed. At a particular point, at a particular point, his mother made to get up. I think she was feeling a little bit self-conscious, the kind of noise that was coming from her son. And she made to get up to leave. And I walked up to her and I said, no, no. He is a valued and valid member of this congregation. And just as he is hearing a voice, he has the right to use his voice. Until he learns what the protocols are, he has the right to use his voice. Up until that day, no one's going to silence him. Do not take him out of here.
That's awesome.
You know, and it was, and it's really important. It's this thing of, you know, just because he's, how old is he now? Probably 8 or 9 months.
Okay.
Just because he's 9 months old doesn't mean he should be silenced.
So interesting, you know, when we think about children sharing and, you know, because they're so innocent and what comes out of their mouths sometimes or their actions and so forth. And, you know, in terms of our topic today, it's so key that maybe we look at things slightly different. You know, we're in that time, the new normal, as you mentioned, it's time to have to look at things a bit different. I'm aware that, you know, with my daughter or some of her friends, you know, when they're around us and so forth, you know, things that come out of their mouths when they're sharing with each other, it's quite interesting listening to them share and laugh and giggle and so forth. And it makes me think about them and their innocence, you know, and I just laugh. You know, they make me laugh, you know, because of how they are together and their way of communicating and so forth. And I think that, you know, some of that needs to be valued, needs to be engaged with us as adults, with us as parents. And I think, again, you know, I wanted to share this as well. If we have any parents that are out there that are listening in, and there's an issue, there's a matter, there's something that you're struggling with or dealing with that, is can be quite hard to handle, please don't be quiet. Please don't be silenced. Don't feel embarrassed even, you know, come share, ask questions, ask for prayer, you know, counsel, do something. Because again, the new normal shouldn't be that we just think about being positive parents, but also the new normal can be and should be help.
It is important that we are a positive influence for one another.
Yes.
Positive influence.
Yeah.
So positive parenting. Positive parenting is this about giving your child everything that they ask for? Is that what it's about?
I don't think so.
So it's why not? You know, some people will say, oh, you're spoiling the child, but why not? I mean, they're your child. You know, particularly if someone's only got one child, shouldn't they just spoil the child?
No. I mean, you know, things have changed so much. Things have changed so much. What is accessible now, you know, the internet, different programs and so forth is so open and so available. And so in some regard, you need to still protect your child, your children or your family. You know, as Christians, you know, there's certain things that, you know, I don't believe. This is my personal view, you know, that we should be engaged in or we should be, you know, we must be aware of it. But it doesn't mean we should be engaged in it. Because why? There are some things that can have and will have, if not properly maintained, a negative impact. And we're dealing with positive. And the word positive, whilst we could all think, oh, lovely thoughts about it, doesn't necessarily mean that everything out there is actually positive. So as a parent or parents, be it, you know, a single home or a single parent home or whatever, you know, it's important that you gauge based on the word of God, you know, what is safe, what is right for me as a parent, for me as my child, me as my children, me and my family, because without that sort of barrier or boundary, you know, that can be quite detrimental.
I think it's the positivity element is also because it's positive.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean liberty.
Correct.
You know, in all things.
Yeah.
It absolutely doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
It's I love you. You know, use the word boundary. I think it's important to, through the process of positive parenting, it's also about skilling up the child.
Yes.
You know, to make the right decisions, excellent, to be boundaried in who they are, how they are, their choices, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, well, I don't know if it's going to happen today, but certainly as we discuss this topic more, we'll look a little bit about some of the tips and techniques and the hows and what does that look like. And, you know, and perhaps give some of the examples around that. But I think it's important to on the basis of what you've just said, to just acknowledge that this isn't libertarian parenting. Well, free range parenting.
Free range, yeah, exactly. You know, no. And why is that important to say that? Because a child is a child. A child is innocent. A child has a limited understanding. It's not suddenly I'm the parent. I think it's in the book of Isaiah. It speaks about, you know, that parents shall one day be afraid of their children. And that's terrible. You know, but the fact is that is happening today. And so boundaries are important. A child must remain a child. Obviously, you teach the child as it grows and so forth. But, you know, there's some things that you need to allow the child to be, that innocent, allow the child to grow, allow the child to develop through different stages, you know, as it grows from day to day. Not be forced to deal with things that are adults
related. I think that, you know, I think that's a very, very important point that you have made, particularly because, and we see this in church, we see this in various situations where children are exposed prematurely to situations that are well above their station, well above the capacity of their tender hearts to navigate and to deal with, and they're exposed to this. And what then happens is this exposure has the potential to create in the future more emotional issues, psychological issues, behavioral issues, and traits within them as they develop, as they mature into adulthood.
I think that there's a term we often hear, which is and this can relate to the child that may well be, for want of a better word, you know, a challenging child or challenging behavior or whatever. So you often hear this said, that even that child, those children, they want adult boundaries. They want order. They want to be told, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. So, you know, the idea that, you know, a child asks you for this, that, and the other, and give me kind of thing, does not necessarily mean, yes, I will give you whatever. In fact, you may have, you know, a Lamborghini or Ferrari or something. Would you give your keys, your car keys, to your child? Absolutely not.
Yeah, of course not.
Because the vehicle is in your name. The insurance is in your name. You are the one that is responsible for that car. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Secondly, you know how to drive. You've been trained to drive. You may not have started out driving that vehicle, but you had lessons, a number of lessons. So to give a child that, you know, keys or access in that way is absolutely, in a roundabout way, you know, a bit of a death trap.
Indeed.
Because the child does not have the skills or the know-how.
And even you use the example of a Ferrari, Lamborghini. You know, these are supercars, powerful engines. You
very
know,
powerful.
Give your child the keys to a Ford.
Yeah.
You know, a Ford Fiesta. Start there. Well, say child. You know, you start with a Ford Fiesta before you get into something like that.
Yeah.
And it's the whole, They got to crawl before they stand.
Yeah, stages.
They got to stand before they walk. Mm-hmm. Walk before they run.
And you're teaching them responsibility. Teaching them accountability. You're teaching them manners. You're teaching them, well, what happens if I do put my foot flat down? You're teaching them to understand the code of driving. There's loads of things that
and
come
also
into
teaching
that.
Just the value of things,
the value of
appreciation,
things.
Yeah. Contentment. Because what happens when we say yes, 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 take it, take it, take it, take it. Child says, give me, give me, give me. We say yes, 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 take, take, take. what we do is we, going back to Proverbs 22:6, yes. We mm-hmm. train them up in the way that they should go,
yeah.
with a sense of self-centeredness.
Yes.
We train them up in the way they should go with a sense of entitlement.
Yes.
We train up them up in the way they should go with a sense of selfishness, a sense of, because I want it, I must have
yes.
it. And then they move into society, they move
yeah.
into adulthood, they go to uni,
yeah.
or they get that first job,
mm-hmm.
and they wonder why their manager is saying, you didn't do the job, we're mm-hmm. going to have to let you go.
Right. And again, I want to say, I know we started us talking about positive parenting.
Mm.
I think as the programs go on, we will speak about positive children. I know it's not a term, but I'm making it up because, but in terms of positive parenting, let's look at our own lives. You shared something about your own, with the piano lessons and so forth. I realize with my own life, I'm very creative. My daughter is very creative.
Mm.
I realize that there's some academic things that I love, absolutely love, and some that I don't love. So I don't push that on her. I realize, she's got to find her own route, her own road. In saying that, my job is to encourage. My job is to support and to help her facilitate where she wants to go.
As she navigates her own journey.
It's not my journey, it's her journey. However, I want to walk alongside of her. Now, my growing up was different. My growing up was, go and find a book.
Mm.
You understand what I'm trying to say? From a Caribbean point of view.
Listen. Do you know what I want to do? Let's do this. Let's listen to this piece of music. Let's have another quick music break because I'm looking at the time. Goodness me, this is show number one.
Mm.
We're going to have this quick music break. We're going to listen to some music. And when we come back, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's just touch on that. Let's unpack that. Let's unpick that for a moment. Mm. Our own individual experience. You're talking the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was born in Nigeria. Okay. Let me I'm sure we've got comparable stories, I'm a 60s baby in Nigeria, And there were some things that their generation didn't quite understand.
Yes.
And anyway, we'll talk about it. Listen, if you're on the show, you're listening to Being Mindful, we're talking about parenting, positive parenting. We're going to take a quick music break. We'd love to hear from you. Chime in, pitch into the conversation. Just click the button in the PHBC radio app that says contact the studio. Give us your thoughts, your comments, your contributions, or criticisms. What was it like for you? We're going to listen to this great piece of music by the fantastic worship leader Vashon Mitchell, and the song is called Conqueror.
This song is to remind you of the winner within. Regardless of what you see, regardless of what you heard, you are a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the first and not the last. You are a conqueror, a conqueror, a conqueror. Over the enemy. No weapon formed against thee
shall prosper against me.
Ah, greater is he that is within me.
I'm
moving.
And welcome back to Being Mindful. And that was a great song. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, before the break, we were talking about positive parenting. And we were talking about, you know, our experiences and that of other parents and so forth. You know, we want to welcome you back to our program today. And we hope you're enjoying what we're sharing, what we're speaking about. And again, we want to invite you to share your points. Please do contact us on our app at PHBC London. You can just press on the button and you can send us directly a message to our WhatsApp or to our email or at our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram accounts. And so, yeah, Digi, we were talking before we went into the break. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, just thinking about... parenting, you know, as I was saying, you know, I'm a 60s baby, raised by an African woman, and you know, and I think their generation, certainly my mother's generation, and my experience of that, as much as she worked really hard to give opportunity to her children, there were still certain things that I really wish we had. You know, for her, it was about, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to give my children the best education. But growing up, the thing that I'm, and like you rightly said, I think during the break we were talking about this, there's no perfect home. There's no perfect childhood. And in some regards, every childhood is the perfect childhood in some regards. Even those that have experienced abject negativity, that negativity can be turned into a positive. And I think that for me, one of the critical things for us, not just me, I've spoken with my siblings growing up, was we wished we had more time with mom. You know, mom was about the, you know, just before we went to the break, you said, oh, you grew up in the sort of go get your book. You know, and when I, as a child growing up, I talked about piano lessons. You know, as a I suppose in my teens, wanted, you know, I joined a band in my school. In my school, we had the facility to do that, and so we had a band. We constituted a band. We had, there were quite advanced music facilities in the school, and so we could record stuff. We could, and we were the school band, and I thought, this is it. I want to go sing. You know, I thought I was going to be the next, I don't know, whoever, Fred Hammond. And his mum was like, yeah, okay, about that, what's going on with your results? You know, what's, forget all of that. What are your results saying? And so the push was to academic excellence, even though I did not feel at the time, particularly, that I had a propensity for academia.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, being a parent can be tough. Let's be real here. You know, being a parent can be tough.
Is
tough. There is no book. There are books out there, but reading the book and living it out day by day is a whole different thing. And so our parents, those who may be listening as well, you know, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great, great job. We want to celebrate you. Because the point is, the fact is, it's not easy.
No.
For some parents, you are the only parent. For some parents, you are the parent of a blended family. For some parents, you are the new member to that family. You know, you're the new person on the block. And, you know, our parents or parents, present day or past, you can only do what you know. You can only give what you know. And so we spoke about, you know, before the, during the break, that there's something about acknowledging, okay, I had this, but I never had that. I had that, but I never had this one area, i.e. relationship with my mother or my father or whatever. So in that context, I want to say, you know, don't think it was all over. It's because, or it, you know, it should collapse because you never had that. Pull out the positives.
Absolutely.
Pull out the things that was great. Pull out the experiences, the encounters, the activities, you know, whatever it be. Pull out, try. Try to find that which made you happy.
And I think that's really, really critical, because similarly, I mean, mom died 32 years ago. And when I speak with my siblings, guess that we're always talking about how whenever we were home with mom, we would be singing, we would be dancing, we would be, you know, we talk about the holidays, we talk about all of those things. So there are
positive memories.
There's a plethora of positive memories.
Yeah.
And this is, I think you've hit the nail on the head when it's personal for us. And in some regards, we're talking about ourselves being parented. We will talk about parenting itself, how we do parenting as we journey through. But when we think about that, I think it's really, really critical that we let go of the negatives. We give the positives, you know, primacy.
Turn
we give
the
them priority. I love that phrase.
Yes.
Turn the volume up on the positives and turn it down on the negatives.
Yes. Because we, you know, as you said, the new normal, we are navigating the past 2 years, 3 years. And if we do not turn the volume up, the negatives will speak much louder.
They'll overwhelm us eventually.
They will overwhelm. They will choke. You know, if you go back to Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child. I'm going to just jump a little bit. Mm. So that when it's older, we are now older. We're now there. We're now in that segment of, I understand now. Mom had to work hard because.
Yes.
Dad wasn't around
because
or was around because. As opposed to why
yes
because the can be the reoccurring negative voice that you don't want to, you know, constantly.
And we pass it forward to our children, don't we?
Yes, absolutely key. That is what is so important. Like I said, when I was a child, it was go and get your book. I had very little interaction with my mom. But looking back at it now, I realize with my daughter, you know, she likes to talk. She treats me like I'm, you know, like I'm her friend. And so sometimes I have to remind her, you realize that I'm your mum, right? You talk to me like I'm one of your friends, you know. But I look at that in a positive way because she's comfortable with me.
Yes.
You know, and I want her to be open.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, I have to set boundaries. I'm aware of that.
Yes.
But I want her to,
she has access.
She has access. Mm. And as an only child, she may go to families, friends and stuff who they are not the only child.
Yes.
So I have to allow her that space where she could be comfortable in who she is and not feel intimidated.
It also develops her own relational skills, her communication skills.
Totally.
It develops her negotiation skills, particularly when someone's an only child. You know, often they will, sometimes they lack those things.
Yes.
Because the only person they've typically played with is themselves.
Yes.
So they don't know how to share, how to fight their own corner.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to negotiate stuff.
Yep.
They don't know how to, you know, communicate effectively. You know, it's yes or no.
It's
I have it, I'm happy, or I'm frustrated and I'm sitting in a corner and sulking. Often.
And again, if you have, you know, let's just, I know we're about to close sort of, you know, shortly, but just to sort of leave something, you know, with our audience and try, I'm not saying you're not, I'm sure you're doing a fantastic job, as I said before, but look at little things, small things. What do you think you would like to change or improve? We're dealing with positive here. So think about something just this week, you know. Okay, we're coming to the end of the weekend, right? But whatever it may well be, think about something positive. Maybe it's to say to your child or children, you know, I'm proud of you, you're doing a great job. I'm so amazed that you've done this. You've done a fantastic job. Just think about a small thing that you could do to build relationship, because without the relationship, we have no positive parenting. We have nothing. And that's what we're coming back to, really, is about relationship.
I think fundamentally, positive parenting is, parenting is farming. That child is the soil.
Yeah.
What are we sowing?
Yes.
Because fundamentally, a harvest is ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What are we sowing?
Mm-hmm.
The child is the soil. What are we sowing?
Yes.
And as you were saying just now, find a way.
Find a way.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to sow? You know, as the old saying goes, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Mm.
And it may be that somebody listening today is thinking, oh, I wish I was better as a parent.
Mm.
And you know, hey, you're in good company here. Yep. Hands up right here. I've got my hands up right here too. In the studio. Mm-hmm. I wish I was better as a parent, you know. You know, I think I'm a great guy, but you know, I'm sure my children will help.
But you know, fun is a good thing, you know.
Mm.
Laughter is a good thing.
You know.
Think about something in the kitchen. You're sitting down at a table or you're at a kitchen sink or whatever. Laugh about something.
Mm-hmm.
Start
mm-hmm.
to laugh with your child. Have a mm-hmm. laughing moment. Just laugh for no sake. Just laugh.
You know, I'll share this with you. My eldest son was talking with my youngest son just today. And he... my youngest son, there was a picture, and he said, "Oh, I feel like I fancy coloring this. I want to color this." So he went off and disappeared, came back with all sorts of colors,
mm-hmm.
and it was some farm animals. He said, "I'm going to color this stuff." Okay, color it then. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, you're old enough to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started coloring, and then my eldest son said to him, "Oh, what color are you going to make? What color are you going to use for the udder?"
Mm-hmm.
There was a cow.
Right.
What color are you going to use for the udder?
Mm-hmm.
And this boy just collapsed in laughter, and the rest of the room were like, "Okay, what just happened?" And it was proper belly on the floor. He couldn't speak. His eyes were watering.
Mm.
What's the matter? He said udder, and he started to laugh again. And we were like, "But that's what it's called." He said, "I know. It's just the way he said udder." And then my eldest son said, "But it's the same word. It's not other."
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, "I know it's not other."
Mm-hmm.
And then my eldest son says, "It's udder." And he just laughed again. And for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it carried us.
Yeah.
So find that positivity. Hey, listen, it's been great. Fantastic having you on the show today. We've come to the actual end of the show. It's amazing how the time flies by. Please do join us next time. I'm sure we will, 100%, we will be picking this up again.
Yes.
Positive parenting in the new normal. It has been fantastic having you on the show with your hosts, Maxine, and me, Deji. Please join us again next time for Being Mindful. God bless.